Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back again with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, the show that gives you the behind-the-scenes story for each of the yellow sticky notes that I publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 62, and the title is Enemy Confrontation. The text on the sticky note reads, "One must be brave to confront an enemy, and even more so to confront oneself." Here's the story behind the sticky. It takes courage to stand up for yourself, but I think it takes even more courage to stand up to yourself. Are you brave enough to examine a fast-held belief and your reasons for holding it so dear? Is a belief your own, or is it something you inherited from relatives, rubbed off on you from your close friends, or perhaps adopted as your own simply because a more vocal majority shouted it loud enough to drown out opposing viewpoints? It's okay to champion an unpopular opinion, but do yourself the favor of examining your personal reasons for possessing that opinion in the first place. Just because a belief is commonly accepted doesn't necessarily make it the truth. There are plenty of truths that have changed and evolved over time. Did you know that Bayer Laboratories developed and sold a heroin cough syrup in 1898? Yep, it was available for 12 years before being discontinued in 1910 because the addictive properties were higher than expected. And smoking tobacco was once believed to not only be healthy, but to ward off disease. It relieved headaches and colds, and it became known as God's remedy. Cocaine was once touted as a wonder drug and prescribed by physicians for pain relief, depression, and indigestion. It was also used to treat tuberculosis and asthma, and not just by some shady back alley doctors. These physicians who praised its effects included a surgical pioneer named William Halstead and the legendary Sigmund Freud. Should you think these examples are too old-timey, consider the relatively recent lawsuit against the Coca-Cola Company, who, by the way, used actual cocaine in their original soda recipe, for its marketing claims of vitamin water being a healthy drink. The lawsuit raised the issue that vitamin water's 33 grams of sugar in each bottle would actually do more harm by promoting health problems such as diabetes and obesity than any benefit that would be realized through the vitamins it contained. Changes were made to the product label to make it more obvious to consumers that it was not a health drink. So what about you? Are you holding on to personal beliefs or sacred truths that might need a little re-examining? You owe it to yourself and the people you influence to do a truth check every once in a while. Hold some of your opinions up to the harsh light of day from time to time and see if they can withstand the exposure. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily update every time I post the latest yellow sticky note, which is something that's written by hand by me using a Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. It contains a daily motivational message, a quote to inspire, or sometimes it's just a note I've written to myself as a personal reminder to keep my brain open for new ideas or my eyes open for new projects. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, and I hope you'll be here again tomorrow. We do this every day when you can tune into another edition of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. Thanks for listening.